could see a couple former Buffalo Bills and right. yourself a former Buffalo
Absolutely.
Bill. Just talk a little bit about your time. You spent 2 years with Buffalo.
Yeah, I spent 2 years in Buffalo, 2011, 2012, and definitely some lean years. You know, we had some good starts, but we never did finish the way that we wanted to. Beating the Patriots a couple times under Chan Gailey, but we never had a chance to finish. You know, and that's due to injuries. You know, some things happened, and unfortunately, we're part of the drought.
And, of course, the drought is over.
Yes.
From, you know, as a former Bill, now in the media, you know, how do you feel about seeing, you know, the drought finally being over?
Well, I was so excited, not only for the team, the organization, but for the city, the community. You know, having lived there for 2 years, I know how much football means to everybody in Buffalo. And I know how Mondays are when you win, and I know how Mondays are when you lose. So to see this team and the playoffs and the excitement, I was just so excited for them. And I wish the season would have went a little bit longer. But definitely, I think the foundation was set. And a lot of that has to do with Sean McDermott, with Brandon Bean, what they've been able to accomplish in really one short season.
And talking about those two guys, what were your impressions of Sean McDermott, you know, from an outsider's perspective, what he was able to do and turn this team around?
Well, I think he really brought accountability. Think about some of the changes that he made. I mean, a lot of people thought that the Buffalo Bills were tanking, and yet he was just really starting over. He was really getting football players that really wanted to be in Buffalo, that really understood what he wanted to get done. And if you didn't fit in, it was either you were traded, you were cut, or you were released. That's just the way things are now, I think, in Buffalo. And it was good to see him kind of trim the fat a little bit and really get guys to enjoy and understand the grind that it's going to take and really buy in. And I think that's why you saw this team make it to the playoffs, because of that. I think everybody bought in.
You played on several teams for several years. And culture is so important, especially in the locker room.
Right.
How, from being inside that locker room, how important is getting that culture right?
Well, I think getting the culture right is always the first thing, because the guys in that locker room have to be with each other all season long. So if you're able to get the culture right and guys buying in and want to help out the next man next to you and always on the same page, making sure that, hey, we're not late to meetings, we're on time, we're studying, we're in our playbook, that culture, you start to build that, and it permeates throughout the locker room, that everybody gets a taste of winning, and now you want more, and then you want more. And I think that's what you started this year. The foundation was set. It's not just playoffs now. We've already reached that goal. It's about now winning a division. It's about getting to a divisional game, getting to a conference championship, and eventually a Super Bowl.
And one of the most important pieces of building that culture is Kyle Williams, a guy that you used to play with for a couple of years. Your memories of Kyle and how important of a leader is he? What does he mean to Buffalo?
Well, I think he means everything. I think when you look at, you know, a Buffalo citizen, I would think of Kyle Williams first. Think about it. I mean, the guy is just a hardworking guy. You know, he's never not the most flashiest. He does all the dirty work, the grimy. He's a grinder. And I think that's what he exemplifies, what Buffalo means. And so me playing with him, I have the utmost respect for Kyle. Played hurt, played tired, fatigued. It didn't matter. He wasn't coming out. He was going to play and give everything that he's got. And, I mean, hopefully he comes back, because I think he really sees how special this organization and the direction that it's going. So we'll see if he comes back. But I know I have one of the best teammates in Kyle Williams, just the way that he prepared, the way that he played, never took a play off.